Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Entrepreneur Experiment. I am your host, Gary Fox. This week is another Ideas Lab. We're on episode 59 and we're going to chat about two major ideas today. First of all, we're going to talk about 15-minute cities and communities and where the ideas are there. And then we're also going to talk about second order effects, and that is going to give you about 100 business ideas. So stay tuned for that bit. But first of all, let's kick off with a little bit of info about the upcoming season three. Season three starts next week with episode 60, and we're going to have 20 episodes in each season. Now we're going to have 10 idea labs and 10 in-depth interviews, and we also have already even lined up some really high profile guests. We have the founder of, I'm not going to tell the names, I'm just going to give you little teasers. You got to tune in for that. So we got the founder of a diamond, gold and safety deposit box company, which has an unbelievable story. Started off as an oil trader here in Ireland before setting those companies up. We also have the founder of two of Ireland's largest food companies. So the chances are, if you've had a Thai or a sandwich in the last 10 years, you've eaten his food. We also have a tech founder from down in the south of Ireland who's transforming the delivery space, and especially relevant now after COVID. I'm fascinated by the last mile delivery space. So, you know, that little bit of the journey from the final section to your front door. And we're also the founder of a nutrition company whose snacks, I'd safely say, I've spent a small mortgage on, as they're in every shop in Ireland and they're absolutely delicious. Healthy snacks. So she will be on in the next coming weeks as well. So a lot to look forward to there. Let's kick off. You're here for ideas. You're here for inspiration. First idea to think about this week is 15-minute cities. There's a new movement, I suppose, born out of lockdown, whereby it's led by a Colombian-born Paris-based professor an urbanist called Carlos Moreno, and it's been popping up in a lot of articles recently. The Financial Times did a big in-depth piece on it. Paris is modeling itself on this idea, and the theory is that we'll all move towards a model whereby our lives and all the essential services we need are within a 15-minute walk or cycle from home. That sounds actually pretty sweet. So, you know, with the likes of Google and LinkedIn and Facebook announcing they're going to be working from home until mid next year at the earliest, you know, cities are going to change, our towns are going to change, the suburbs are going to change. So what does that mean for you as an entrepreneur? What does that mean if you're aspiring to be an entrepreneur? So I think when lockdown ends, offices are going to go back to like what I'm thinking of as like a 3-in-2 model or a 2-in-3 model, whereby people work from home for 3 days and then the office for two, or vice versa. There'll be, you know, 2 in the office, 3 from home, 3 from home, 2 in the office. That means, you know, how people live in cities and how people live in towns is going to change. And I do think the idea of the 15-minute city makes a lot of sense. We're going back to the traditional idea of small communities. And this is going to have a lot of second-order effects that we're going to talk about next. But this will mean, you know, how you live in your city is going to change. If you're not commuting for 2 hours per day, you know, how you view your local community will change. So there's a massive amount of opportunities here for small entrepreneurs, especially in the suburbs and especially in commuter towns around Dublin, Cork, Galway, Waterford, etc. It means where you've previously had, I would imagine, 100,000 people commuting to around the Grand Canal Dock area, they're no longer commuting in. So where are they? They're in Maynooth, they're in Greystones, they're in Naas, and they're in that area all day. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you're a traditional business owner already, it just means you now start catering to them. You now start offering more services, home delivery, takeout options, you know, regular meals, you know, getting their lunch delivered daily. You know, a lot of these people are used to having a lot of convenience. They're used to, you know, the tech companies providing breakfast, lunch and dinner for them. So where can you step in? Can you offer some sort of special package for tech workers in your local area going, you know, for 50 quid a week, I will deliver you all your lunches and breakfasts? So that they're not being distracted and they're not under pressure. And especially if the schools don't go back, and I'll talk about that a little bit in a minute in terms of if we go into a second lockdown, what happens then? There's going to be a massive amount of opportunities if there is a second lockdown, because we know what lockdown feels like now. We know the pressures and we know the constraints that that brings. So what does that mean? What can you do then as an entrepreneur? So I would start looking into that. If you just Google 15-minute cities, if you're on my newsletter, I'll send you all the links for this. So do sign up to the newsletter if you're not on already. I'm going to share with you the thinkings of Carlos Moreno. I'm going to share with you how the Financial Times are looking at it and how Paris are trying to model this. Dublin is experimenting with it. Recently, we saw the outdoor plaza on South Ann Street in Dublin. But you also have the contradictory impact of coronavirus meaning the cities are less busy. So you also have to factor that in. Now, on to topic two, and if you're here for business ideas, this one is packed with ideas. So I spoke about this recently on one of the podcasts. And one of the most lucrative spaces, if you're an entrepreneur and you're aspiring to come up with a new idea, is to look for ideas in the second order effects. What does that mean? So second order effects refers to the idea that every action has a consequence and each consequence has a subsequent consequence. So I'm going to share with you, if you're on the newsletter, I'm going to share with you a document that has about 100 business ideas on it. It's not done by me. It's a community effect whereby people have just logged on and created this unbelievable document of how they see the future evolving. They've broken it down into travel, community, health, business. And what is, I'll give you an example of a second order effect. So the pandemic situation we're in now for travel, it's going to have a massive knock-on effect in travel. I'm in the travel space. I'm in the accommodation space. So this is obviously very relevant to me. That's an area I'm looking at now. So it kind of makes more sense for me to explain that to you. So the pandemic situation, that means, you know, for example, just take airports as a small cross-section of travel. Testing and screening is now required at airports. So the second order effect is, first order effect, pandemic situation. Second order effect is testing and screening will now be required at airports. Third order effect is going to mean increased need for smart tech solutions with speed as a priority. So that means if you're developing smart tech solutions for screening at airports, your business is going to boom. Easier ideas here around staycations and local travel. I'm recording this podcast from my camper van down in the south of Ireland. We're on a staycation here in Ireland. We do this every year anyway, but it's now great to see so many people staycationing in Ireland. Staycations are going to become a massive business. They already are, but they're going to become huge. We don't know how long the pandemic will continue for. So if you are an entrepreneur and you are based in rural Ireland, staycations are definitely one way I would look at it. You've got to plan out, as I talked about originally, you've got to plan out for maybe possibly a second lockdown or some sort of phased second lockdown. So as an entrepreneur, you want to take three scenarios. I always run the worst, medium, and best case. I make the numbers work at a worst case scenario, so then you then go from there. So if you are an entrepreneur or you're setting up a new idea, start with an idea of, okay, what if a second lockdown happens? Can I survive using X, Y, and Z? As we look towards the winter, that's where you want to be looking at. So look towards that there could be a second lockdown and how will your business survive on that? So I will share that. If you're on the newsletter, I'm going to share that with you. We now also have a couple of little promos for people who have been setting up their business in lockdown. So I'm going to just share those with you right now.
Hi, Gary. My name is Charlotte. I have just launched a business called Hire a Buyer. I am a freelance product developer and retail strategist, specializing in the beauty industry. I've launched a business post-COVID or mid-COVID for post-COVID businesses, obviously businesses in the beauty industry, salons and beauty businesses are just starting to reopen. So my service will be to support and collaborate with those businesses in order to help them perhaps pivot their business to something new to protect them from something like this happening again, or to help them strategize what the next year or so looks like to help them get back into profit. People can find me on Instagram at hireabuyer, and the website hireabuyer.ie is coming soon. Thank you.
So Charlotte from Hire a Buyer. We also have a shout out to my hometown of Nina, Tommy Martin. He has launched Total Motivation Fitness. Tommy's a really incredible personal trainer. And why I was impressed by Tommy is that during COVID, like a lot of trainers, he just innovated straight away. And he launched an online service whereby he can train people remotely now. He has online classes. He also works at a local gym, Fitness Factory in Nina. But it's people like Tommy who are innovating straight away and looking towards the second order effects, who are looking, going, right, what is the knock-on effect if this happens? So there are two businesses for today, Hire a Buyer with Charlotte and Total Motivation Fitness with Tommy Martin in Nina. If you're on the newsletter, I'm sending it out as we speak. You will get the full breakdown of the second order effects. In that, you will find literally hundreds of business ideas if you're searching for an idea. Until next week and the start of season three, I will see you next Monday. Have a great week.